Okay, today is June the 10th? Yeah, I'm pretty sure it's the 10th. 1998. There you go, where's the date? Wednesday the 10th. 1998, and I am in the store of, it's called Jake's Oriental Grocery. And my name is Aaron Roth, and I'm interviewing Soom Khun Kronyet, and we're in his office. So we can just ignore the tape recorder now. Make sure I get the level right. Dude, what happened to my pen? Thanks. Okay, first I wanted to ask you how you came to Bowling Green and when you came. Or when did you come first to the United States, or how did you end up
here? 1994. I came to visit my daughter. My daughter living here before. And came to visit my daughter, my grandbaby. And then I like this town. Small town, I like it.
Mm-hmm. Your daughter was living here in Bowling Green?
Yes.
How did...
Yeah. Yes, my daughter living here. I come visit her. Came here to visit her, and then I like this town. Small, quiet town.
Where did you come from? Where is it? Where were you? Where did you move from? You
Chicago. Came? We live in big city, Chicago. Uh-huh. Too big city. Too many travel. Not travel. We used to have a store with the in-town. In-town music, Chicago. Out of town is okay.
Where were you living? Were you living down? Where were you living in Chicago?
Suburb Chicago. That's a nice neighbor too, but we have to work at the downtown, work the city. We have store in the city. That's why too many people, no quiet, noisy. Not like here.
Your store in Chicago, what did you sell there?
Oh, we sell fast food. Like that hamburger, cheeseburger. We have to sell in city. That's why many people there. Too many trouble with the kid. The kid like that.
Who's other your kids or
the kid the come kids? To buy. Not like here. Nice. Oh here, yeah, nice. I mean the kids come to buy, come to eat, come to buy food to eat. Some boy in the city, some boy make trouble. 7 years later, 10 years later, my hand upside down. 15 years later, my hand upside down, and then I quit.
Do they hit you?
No, they hit just noisy. Or
lousy
or something like that.
Did anybody try and rob your store or anything?
Oh, many people there. They get robbed store and broke in, but not me. Okay, for me okay. Neighbor okay, no problem, but just noisy or talking or the being upside down and then try to move somewhere and then came here and lay over here.
Why did your daughter move here?
I don't know. After she married, anywhere, I don't know. They don't stay with us after marriage.
So your daughter got married to somebody that lives here?
Mm-hmm. Yes. Mm-hmm. So nice over here. You live in a big city, you got a ticket, like a police ticket, You have to go to the court, maybe take me 1 hour, one day. Or do that. Nothing. Over here, I got a ticket, 5 minutes. Come back, 10 minutes. That's one day. You have to go to the court. Morning, after that, oh, one day. Make you do that. But traffic, you drive highway, sometimes highway repair the street or accident. Many, many cars. I spend time maybe sometimes 2 hours, 1.5 hours to go to downtown. 1.5 hours go to our town. That's too much time. That's why I don't know how to say. You have to ask me how to say.
Well, it's calmer. It's a quieter life here. It's quieter here.
Yeah, quiet. Nice people.
I hear your wife said people are nice.
Nice, yeah. I never see before. Because 18 years Chicago, I never see like that over here. Nice, talk nice. Oh. When you drive the big city, you drive, be careful. You drive on vehicle, maybe, give you like that. For you.
You know, so yell at you and
really, you have to drive, be careful. You have to when you drive the street, you have to be careful. You drive, don't be careful. Maybe you drive the wrong way or you make a right turn with somebody or make scandal or maybe there's. Yeah, open the door. Give many things to you. Yeah, for you. Maybe you can like that too. But you over here nice.
Mm-hmm. So you came to Chicago, and what year did you come to Chicago?
I came to Chicago 1978.
From Thailand.
I never came here before. United States before.
Why did you come? Why did you leave Thailand?
My sister, she a nursing. She came here before anybody. And then my son, my brother came here. Before me 2 years. He said, okay, over here, okay. And then I tried the application. My sister make application at the, what you call, the city.
The immigration?
Yes, immigration. Do everything for me because she citizen here. She fill application. She can take father, sister, brother, sister, mother. The same mother, same father, brother, sister, same brother. She can fill application immigration. And then she did for me. And then I come here. And
what was it like in Thailand when you left? Was it right after the Vietnam War? Were there lots of concentration camps, refugee camps?
I used to work with the American Army too, American Air Force. We used to work 5 years over there. American Air Force at my country. I used to work over there too. After after no Vietnam War, and then American go back home, and then get another job. After that, try come here. I think 1919, my son born 30 years ago, I think 1969, I work 5 years over there. I am maybe 20 years old, me. Me 20 years old.
When you came here?
No, oh. I used to work with American Air Force. When I came here, I 33.
How many children did you have then?
Two.
Two.
My son, old little one, and my daughter. They are grown already. They got family already.
Was it hard to adjust to Chicago and to the United States?
Hard to
adjust and get used to?
You mean hard to come here or?
Yeah. Learn the new language and a new
way. Yes, yeah. I don't know English before. I just sound. It's different. We used to learn English at school too, but the Thai English before. Now too many Americans over there to learn how to talk. Somebody teacher at the college. Now we use American teacher. Before I learned, no American teacher. So different.
You had a Thai teacher teaching you English, is that it?
Over there.
Mm-hmm.
But now, now not the same before. Now they got American teacher in Thailand. A lot. In Bangkok. So, nice over here.
Is your sister still living in Chicago then?
Yeah.
And your other family too?
Yes. My sister, now she went back to Thailand for the tier. Her husband go back work to over there, work for the government. And then she follow now. Maybe they try to back later, I don't know. He here now. He called me yesterday, he come here. He came here now, my brother-in-law. He in Chicago. He called me yesterday. He get a nice job. Yeah, engineering. That's why he tell me everything over here. I have to work. He tell me everything when they came here. He teach me everything. How to be American. Have to kill yourself, work yourself, everything do by yourself. That's American way. That's my people say that.
And that's different from the Thai way.
Yeah. Like American way better. We call American way. Everything. Do yourself, heal yourself.
Is that hard to get used? That hard to get used to?
That's deep, good. That's we learn that. That's good. Learn that. How to heal yourself? How to do yourself?
What was it like in Thailand? Then you relied on each other.
Pardon me?
In Thailand, then you helped each other. Like your family helped each other. Or how is it different?
Yeah, they help each other. That's not too good. They help each other too much. Over here.
Did you say they help each other too much in Thailand?
Yeah.
Is that what you said?
Look like you have family, you got the children. You have to take care of your children until get, graduate from university. over here, call it. You can work with sale part time and get money, spend money and sell. You sell. That's my brother in law tell me that. That's American way. After school, you have to go work part time, heal yourself. That's my brother in law said that. But in Thailand, after school, you stay home, nothing to do. I'll cheer you. Finish university, and then you work, and then heal yourself. That's me. That's what I mean. I see some boy. I live in Chicago, I see some boy drive the bicycle. And a newspaper. Throw to my house. Oh, will. Oh, that's my country, they don't do that.
Your son was a newspaper?
No, I mean the boy, American boy, drive the bicycle. Working, part time job. It's good.
So when did you open up this store? I said, when did you open up this store?
Oh, when they came here. When they came here, 1994. And we sit here, and then what I gonna do? Think, what I gonna do? Work? Have to work, right? But I move here, right? I think about what I gonna do. Think myself, do something, have to do something. What are you going to do? Think about, no. I used to have a restaurant before when I was young in Chicago.
You had a what?
Restaurant, like my son.
Oh, a restaurant, uh-huh.
My son. Mm-hmm. I cannot speak English good.
No, that's good, I didn't.
I used to have when I was young. I used to have over there, but I cannot now because I'm old. Get old.
It's too much work running a restaurant?
Yeah, too much work. I can move good. My
knees.
Yeah, because I'm old. I think what I got to do? Do something. I think about grocery. You don't have to, yeah. The other person. And then I got it. And then open here. Yeah. Think about grocery. Sorry, I get cold today.
Oh, that's okay. How did you know if the city wanted a grocery store like this? If you could make a business?
I came here.
How did you know that you would be able to make a good business here with a store like this? Because you sell mostly Asian things. And wondered how did you talk to people, or did you know other...
Yeah, I talked to some Asian over here. We talk. We got some Asian over here. We got some country over there. They talk same my language, but different culture we have. Because they are refugees.
They are what?
Refugees.
Oh, refugees. Uh-huh.
Uh-huh. Some family over here. We can talk each other. Same.
Do you speak Thai with them? Or?
I can speak both.
Thai and
Lao.
Lao.
Yeah. I can speak Lao too. Mm-hmm. And I speak Thai. And then some family Lao over here, and I talk to them, ask them about, not too many, not enough for them. Not too many family.
Not too many Lao families?
Yes, not too many Asian family.
So before you opened the store, there wasn't a place in the city for people to go and get Asian foods?
Before they have two or three stores here before I come in.
Here in Bowling Green?
Yeah.
Oh yeah?
Before me. Three.
Wow.
But they quit. We need the fourth.
Do you know why they quit?
No reason. I think. That's why. not too many. It's up to you, you know. You have to know how to do it. If you don't know how to do something, take something, you cannot. Right? First guy being too loud, and one Cambodia walking over here, they cannot hold that.
They could not what?
Cannot hold that. Cannot hold losing it. They quit. They cannot hold that. I live in Chicago, they said home. Can you say home?
Home?
Home.
Home?
Oh. Like that.
Oh, hold it.
Uh-huh.
You couldn't hold on to.
Oh.
Hold on to the business.
Yeah, yeah. 3.
So has business been better than for you? Are you?
So, yeah. Like a so-so, not too good, not too bad. Not too good and not too bad. Because small city.
Because what?
Because too small city.
It's too small of a city?
Yeah, not like a Nashville. Got maybe 1,000 family and Asian.
Yeah.
Over here, maybe 30.
30 families?
Mm. Not like a Nashville. Let's do that. Almost 2,000. Over there. They told me that, but I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Asian. Chicago a lot, but I don't know how many families. Too big, bigger than Nashville.
Mm-hmm.
You never go to Chicago before?
Yeah, I've been to Chicago. Yeah, there's. I think there's a lot of Asians over there.
Yeah, a lot of people, Asian. A lot of people.
So the people that come here to shop, they mostly those Asian families that live here in Bowling Green.
Yes, that's they need the Asian. You got food from Asia.
Right.
American, they don't need too much. I mean, they don't need much American. Some they need to, like over there. They don't know how to cook. They don't know how to cook. Some they know how to cook, but sometimes, not every day. Maybe once a month. Right? Did you ever eat Thai restaurant?
Eat what?
Ever eat over there?
Oh yeah. Oh, it's very good. So what kinds of things do you put in your store? What kinds of things do you order?
What kind?
Yeah, like I saw you have some fresh vegetables.
Oh yes. Vegetable, we have to take Asian vegetable, not American vegetable. But we have no English to call that something. Some Americans, they don't know what's that.
Where do you order them from?
Chicago.
Chicago,
maybe pick up, sometime pick up the airport, Nashville.
Is your store, I mean, your family cooks Thai food, but the other families cook a little differently, like Lao and Cambodian.
We cook the same.
Cook about the same?
Yes, the same. Because the neighbor, Lao, Thailand, Cambodia, Thailand lucky, Vietnam, communist, Lao communist. Cambodia community, Thailand community, Thailand stock. We call it Kintan.
Because of what?
Kintan. K Kingston.
Kingston.
Where is he then now? Kingston.
Okay.
Gotcha. A nice day, some nice day, Hamilton, sometimes. In Thailand. Yes, I read a new paper. Yes, if you don't have, maybe become comedy. And you have strong too, and smart too.
Pardon?
You have strong too, and smart too, and then you could be comedy.
A community?
Community. Like a lion. What do you know what I mean?
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah. Yeah, how many Thai families are here in Bowling Green?
Few.
Few.
I know one guy over there. He's a teacher. Maybe you know him.
Dr. Boon Song.
Yes, he's from Thailand.
Yeah. He's been here a long time.
Long time, yeah. Before me. That's why I talked to him. That's why I talked to him. How many family here? Sometimes we talk each other. You know Boon Song?
I haven't met him yet, but I know he teaches at the 11th Street, that school.
That's, I talked to him before I came here. He helped me sometimes. Sometimes he helped me before.
Mm-hmm.
He's from Thailand. One, and me. That's it. And maybe some live over there, like Glasgow.
Glasgow?
Why?
Five Thai families live in Glasgow?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, too. Post Bolo, Franklin, Bill.
Franklin, where? Mm-hmm.
A few family. Mm-hmm. So. Not too much, not too many.
I wanted to ask you, I know of the Southeast Asian community in Des Moines, Iowa. I grew up in Iowa, and they have a Buddhist monastery in the city, and I wondered if you have not a monastery here, but is there a place where you are, I don't know if you are Buddhist or not, but if there's a place that you worship together, or that you have you know what I'm asking?
Monster?
What do they call it? It was a Lao monastery.
I don't know about that.
Well, but
I don't know about that. Monster like that.
No. Yeah. No, where the Buddhist monks.
Yeah, monk.
Stay. It was the closest one probably in Nashville.
I don't bother you.
Okay, sorry. The Buddha. Monks.
The monk is the monk. Buddhist. Different.
Okay. No, not monk.
The monk is the people.
Yeah, no, not the priests, the men that are.
The men and women.
Yeah, I'll say it differently. Oh, that's okay. Got it. I wanted to ask. I noticed that you have on your shelf. There's a little shelf with a Buddha.
Mm-hmm.
And with writing and.
Mm-hmm.
Can you tell me what it means? You have it there?
That's from thousand years ago. You don't know. You have to learn. You have to be the monk, and you know. You have to be the monk, and you know. That's what we don't know. Because that's thousand years ago. We don't know that.
Why do you have it in your store? Is it for good luck or?
Same card.
Okay.
Same card. Same my card. I will protect myself or heal myself or lucky, something like that. Now I move at home.
Pardon?
Now I move at home.
Now you
move to my home. Yesterday, last week, I moved to my home.
What moved to your home?
The Buddha.
Oh yeah?
The Buddha. You see the Buddha over there? Not the picture, the Buddha. Look like
the
gold.
The statue, uh-huh. Gold?
Yeah, uh-huh. Not. That's it. We protect that. We respect that. Water.
Do you get together with other people and like New Year's celebration? Do you celebrate New Year's with
yes.
here in Bowling Green, or do you go someplace else?
At home. Well, because we don't have the temple over here, we don't have like a Chicago, got two or three.
What do you do then at home for the New Year celebration?
Take him to the shower, and pay with everything, mm-hmm. pay inside my cell. Nobody here, that's pain. We pay, you know, pray,
mm-hmm.
and pray. Mm-hmm. We pray, we never talk like that. We pray, we everything inside your mind, as we pray. We do like that every year. We take the mother, keep the bone.
The bone of your mother?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, your mother or my mother.
The actual bone?
Yes. Huh? I have to come take shower and pray with the bone.
You like praying to your ancestors, the people, to your parents and grandparents?
Yes. Yes. Yes, we do that every year.
And then, is there a special meal, like special food that you eat?
No, not special. Oh. Yes, it's a special, but we know what they like, it's food. What kind of food they like, we cook that. Because, you know, father, who my father still, only mother then.
Only what?
Only mother.
Your mother's still?
No, mother gone.
But your father's still living?
Yeah, okay. Still living. But they're not here.
Uh-huh.
In Bangkok, Thailand.
Oh, they're in Thailand. Yeah. Or your dad's in Thailand?
Yeah, they don't want to come here. Just come visit. He used to come here visit us. Chicago. But they don't like. Old, too old.
Mm-hmm.
They're too old. They don't like that. No friend, no talk. They don't know talk. Neighbor. They don't understand.
Mm-hmm.
Then they don't. They want to talk to us. They don't like it. They don't. Yeah.
I understand.
Yes, they don't like it. Anyway.
Mm-hmm.
He came here 4 or 5 times. He don't like it. He like over there.
What did your father do?
Only Thai. He retired.
Uh-huh. What did he do before he retired?
Oh, he's a teacher, like a head of teacher, what you call over here. The teacher is to follow him, I don't know over here he got or not.
What did he teach?
His teacher.
A what teacher?
A teacher. What you call in United States? I don't know. You have, teacher. Right?
Uh huh.
You have to have somebody control the teacher.
Oh, a principal.
Principal.
Like that? Uh-huh.
That's my brother.
Supervised other teachers.
Yes. All teacher in the my city, my country, not to control the teacher. I don't know how to say it.
Supervise the teachers.
Yes. Oh, now I'm really tired already.
Maybe you could tell me, like, are there any other Asian stores in Bowling Green?
No.
No. Are there any other restaurants other than the Taste of Thai?
In the Thai.
Go ahead.
I don't know that guy, the one in Chopstick.
Oh, yeah.
Most people said he's from Thailand, but I never talked to him, I never see him, I never met him.
But he's cooking Chinese food, right?
Yes. Busan, he know well. You talk to him, you ask him, that's Thai. Most people say that we're from Thailand, but we never talk to each other, we never see each other, we don't know each other, that's why. Most people only say that.
Your grandchild
is
going to be, he's learning Thai as well as English. Do you hope he...
That's a problem. That's a problem. Because I see too many a lot in Chicago. Family. Some family came here 30 years ago, like that. 20 years ago, 15 years ago. You got the children. That's a problem that we're talking about over there too. Any family talking about that? They want to be both Thai and English.
How is that a problem? What do you see the problem as?
The problem is the cultural difference. America and Thailand difference. When you go back over there, they got the children born over here, go back to Thailand, they will know. They over there will know you. That's not real Thailand. The people over there older you, like the grandpa or mother or and or whatever, neighbor, they will know you. You're not a born Thailand because you act like an American. They say that. different culture.
So do you hope that your grandchildren?
I want to be born. Respect. Grandpa, respect grandmom, respect mom, daddy, that's what I did. I see like my sister, his son about 25 years now, the old one 25, second one 24, they born here. They talk to daddy, they fight with daddy, I don't know why, you have to respect father and mother, you cannot fight. You fight with your sister, okay. You fight with anybody, okay, but you cannot fight with mom and daddy. You have to respect. That's my culture. American. They try with mom. I don't know. I understand how they fight. I said, hey, Santi, you don't respect your mom? No, I'm talking. He said, no, I'm talking. He said,
okay, so you were talking about your sister, your sister's children.
They go with the other way, they're born here.
Mm-hmm.
But for me, I want there to be both, American and Thailand. To be American, you don't forget Thailand.
It sounds like you kind of want the best of both cultures.
Yeah.
Americans that we, you know, we work for ourselves, and the young people get jobs.
Yeah.
And the Thailand culture, Thai culture, where you respect your elders, people who are, you know, your parents. And
mm-hmm. Yeah, the respect.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you have to work like American. Boy. I like that. The family got the money, but they work. They want to help you sell. That's my body yourself. Do it yourself, help yourself. That's sincere, that all the time. When I came, I not now. Not now. Before when they came, think about everything. Do everything. Think about everything.
I don't want to keep you much longer, but I feel like I don't know if I asked.
I said what? Huh? What you gonna go over? You and turn on in the university? Listen. Huh?
Do you want to listen to it?
No, I mean when you. How you gonna do that?
How am I gonna do what?
How will. Sorry, Kiko. Okay, you take
it home. Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. And let the student hear it.
Oh well, I'm gonna listen to it again. I'm gonna type up like a summary of what we said, and then and put it in the archive, into the museum. No one else may ever listen to it, but they might.
Maybe they don't understand. Maybe they don't understand me for this thing.
No, I think so. And it'll help because I listened, and I'll type it up so it'll be written out.
Oh, okay.
And I think I understood most everything.
For the student?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I see. I think you're open. Turn on here and let it.
Oh, no.
No, okay.
Part of this project is to record people's stories, people who come, like immigrants to Bowling Green, their story of how they came here, which is what this tape is kind of about, you know, like the story of how you came to Bowling Green.
Mm-hmm.
But the other part is that we're hoping that we will be able to do like a tour of different places in Bowling Green and actually bring people into the store, maybe bring people into the restaurant, or we're going to go to some other places too in Bowling Green. And this is the big hope, is that we would have a brochure that would describe different places in Bowling Green, I mean different businesses. So your store would be listed with some description of the store, and then hopefully it will help your business so that people other than the Asian families that know will come here. That's a hope.
I got a few. Thank you. I got a few students over here. One guy from Burma.
From where? Burma?
Burma, mm-hmm. Yeah. He all the way came here. Neighbor, Thailand. Mm-hmm. Burma, Thailand, Clone. He saw him about two or three years already.
Oh, yeah.
He's still here. This morning he came here. He's from Burma. Still. Two guys from India. Mm-hmm. Just came last year from India. Two guys. And one student from Japanese. From Japanese, two. I think one is go back home already. I don't see her for a long time.
Yeah, so I bet students.
Oh, we need Asian students come here. Yeah, four or five students, I think, came here.
You know, you might want to think about. Maybe we should turn off the tape. We can turn off the tape now.
No.
Thank you very much. I wanted to ask you about your fam. I want to make sure I got your family all right, all straight. How many of you live here in the United States now? It's you and your sister and her husband moved back to Thailand from Chicago. Are their children still living here then?
Yes, Chicago.
In Chicago. And they're grown?
They're working.
Yeah, they're working.
Uh-huh.
What do they do in Chicago?
One guy. I talk to my wife. My wife, she remember. I talk to my wife.
Oh, that's okay.
Oh, yeah. I don't remember.
Mm-hmm. Do you have any other brothers or sisters that live here?
Oh, my brother over here, Chicago. My young brother. My only sister over here.
In Chicago?
Yeah, and they talk about the one go back to Thailand. And
so you have two sisters?
No.
And a brother? No, one sister.
One sister, one brother.
One brother.
Three family.
Okay.
Over here in the United States. Mm-hmm. My sister came here with 30, 50, almost 40 years.
Really? Wow. Why did she come?
That time is American, they open, they need the yeah, nurse. They came here. They came here for work. Because they, 40 years ago, the first came here as nurse. After the finished school over there, they came here. Because the nice there. You came to the United States.
That was before the Vietnam
before,
War.
Between Vietnam War, I think.
Mm-hmm. What you mean, when it was?
Between. Mm-hmm. Between Vietnam War.
And then your brother came after that?
Yeah.
After her?
After her, and then me.
And then you?
1978. 19 May.
19th of May?
May, yeah, that's June.
20 years ago.
20 years ago. 19 May 1978. Just past 19.
Did you have a celebration for your 20th?
What do you think about that too? We all away. We all away, but sometimes we think about that too. Sometimes.
Do you ever regret coming? Do you ever wish that you stayed in Thailand?
Pardon me?
Do you ever wish that you would have stayed in Thailand, or are you happy that you came here?
I came here, I'm happy better in Thailand. My life better, you know that. I think. But nobody knows, maybe. I think my life better than it was.
Your life is better?
Yeah.
Now?
Yeah. Think about that too. Go back to retire.
Like you've thought about going back to retire?
Yeah.
In Thailand?
Yeah. Sometimes we missing. We live there for a long time. Sometimes we missing. Missing over there too sometimes.
When was the last time you visited?
Couple years.
Sure. Did your children, they get married here in the
United
States?
Yes, they are married over here.
In Chicago?
Yes, mm-hmm. In Chicago. After my daughter married, run from home. She followed her husband.
Where do they live now, your daughter?
Chicago.
Chicago?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, here in Bowling Green?
Yeah.
And your son lives here in Bowling Green?
Yes.
And how many grandchildren do you have?
Four.
Four
grandchildren. You have to ask me, you don't ask me, I don't know how to say it.
Pardon?
You have to ask me, you don't ask me, I don't know how to say it.
Yeah, no, I know. I think I'm right. Might be coming to an end. But I may have more questions later.
Yes.
But if you don't mind. And I'll try not to take so much time because I know you're pretty busy.
Okay, no problem.
Okay, well thank you very much. Again.